way to wake up. It's Josh and Maddie on Power FM 100% Ballarat.
It's the Power FM Brekkie Show with Josh and Maddie here this morning.
Now, Josh, the past 18 months has been, you know, a bit of a crazy one. You know,
yeah.
We had the bushfires, drought, there was a mouse plague going on, the floods in this past week, and that doesn't even begin to touch on coronavirus. It has all affected us, but there's one thing that I think we've all kind of noticed is how much we need our neighbours and our small community to get involved with each other and help us support each other. And to celebrate this Sunday, it is Neighbour Day. Do you know your neighbours here?
My neighbours here? Yeah, I do actually, yeah.
I don't. I know my neighbours. We were very close with our neighbours growing up. We had Christmas with them for like 10 years.
Yeah.
They were our go-to. So Neighbour Day is very, very important. It's Australia's annual celebration of community and it encourages people to connect with those who live in their neighbourhood, whether it be in person or virtually. Someone who is an ambassador for Neighbour Day, and I'm very excited to be talking to this person, the host of ABC TV's Gardening Australia. He's a Logie Award winner. He's a landscape architect. He's an environmental educator. I am talking about the one, the only, absolute legend, Costa Georgiadis. Good morning.
Maddie, I've fallen down. You've taught me up too much.
You deserve it, though. I think my grandparents and my mum and my sister would be so jealous of me getting to talk to you right now.
God, now I'm blushing.
One thing that people are kind of wanting these days is ease. We want to try and find ways to do things easily. What simple things can we do to just stay connected with those around us?
Yeah, look, the thing with Neighbour Day is that, you know, all of the research and I mean, even your own social science over the last 12 or 18 months will say how social connection is critical for our health and well-being. People have been isolated. Loneliness has never been at such a high level in history. And when things are disturbed, when day-to-day routines are broken up by whether it was the pandemic, whether it's been the floods and the impact on family and households, whether it's been the bushfires and what that's done to communities, I suppose what we can do is buck that trend and say, hey, I'm just going to make a phone call. I'm going to get in touch. I'm going to drop around and say hello, even though, you know, when you think about the current age, you know, people are like, oh, I won't ring the doorbell. I'll call you before I come and all these things. I think we need to break it down and say, get into people's faces because we need to reinvigorate that social connection for our well-being.
Yeah, definitely. Do you have a story about you and your neighbours and your experience during the pandemic that you could maybe share with us?
Yeah, look, I think probably some of the most memorable things have been the fact that I saw so many people out and about on the street, like every single day. One family set up a little cable across two trees and the kids were trying to walk on it. They were swinging on it. There was all sorts of toys that people were leaving on the street for the kids to play on. I heard so much more activity. People were stopping and chatting when I was out in the street garden. And probably the best story was two little neighbours that lived down the end of the street, Alyssa's 5 and Maxie's 3, they were coming up every single night to say goodnight to my worms.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And that bought their parents. And then while we were there, other people would stop. And then they'd start to talk about the garden. And then they go, oh, what number do you live in? Oh, you're in number 22. Oh, what's your name? And suddenly, these connections were made that wouldn't have happened unless people actively just did something as simple as walk up the street.
Yeah, that's really important as well.
It's so easy to just get in touch with your neighbours. Just go knock on their door, do something. If people want to find out more about Neighbour Day and what's going on, where should they go to find that information, Costa?
Neighbourday.org.au. And there's lots of little examples of things that you can do. And I suppose the key part is that when we do little things as part of the community that we're in, we not only improve our own health, but the health of those around us, but it also breaks down fear, because people feel safer, because you go, I know that person, they're looking out for me, and I'm looking out for them, and how's Joan down the street? I'll pop in and see her, and just say hello. But simple as that.
Yeah, awesome. Well,
basic things.
Yeah, well, Costa, thank you so much for chatting with us. Every day is Neighbour Day. Like you said, you can visit neighbourday.org for more details or to find events near you. Costa, thanks so much for the chat.
Hey, always a treat to connect with my buddies in Ballarat.
Ballarat, Power 103.1 with Josh and Maddie.